Hey, hey, my magical friends. Welcome to another Witchful Ways podcast episode. I am Annika, offering you insight, guidance, tools to live a magical life every single day. Okay, so I was in a conversation with somebody the other day, which it seems to be this is how the majority of podcast episodes come about, right? I was having a discussion with somebody, and when we were discussing, you know, one of the things that you talk about when you're getting to know somebody is, you know, what do you do for a living? My answer is I'm a professional witch. And I also do e-commerce, right? But I'm a professional witch is what my normal response is. And that oftentimes takes people aback, right? Because they're like, well, what the heck does that mean? What is it that you do, right? And when it comes to discussing these things with certain people or with people in general, there are things that we have to keep in our own consciousness when we're having these discussions. Because again, we have to understand that as if you decide to label yourself witch or healer or, you know, whatever it may be, light worker, whatever it may be, there's going to be these preconceived notions, right? And everything that you discuss and everything that you, you know, bring up as ideas and try and explain things and give more knowledge to, everyone else has to take within them that information through the lens of their own perspective, right? So if somebody is a devout Catholic and they do not believe, or they do believe that the practice of witchcraft is the devil's work, then you're going to have a harder time trying to bring that person around to the idea that what you do that is called witchcraft is something that they also do, which is called rites and rituals, right? But they're not going to see that, and that's okay. And the thing is that we have to understand that we cannot change, our job is not to change anybody's mind. If they're going to think that what you do and how you practice and what it is that you do with your energy work is a quote unquote negative thing in their perception, you're not going to change that. So why would you waste your energy in trying? Right. And again, this came about in two parts. One, because I was having a discussion, which I'm going to jump into a little bit further and deeper into that. This was the surface level of it. The other part is that I see so many things on social media that where people are, especially when holidays start coming up, right? And Christmas, and you got the flock of people that are going in and saying, oh, it was stolen from the pagans, right? Like, it is what it is. Who cares? Who cares? Does it matter to you that somebody else has taken something as a basis and created something beautiful and new with it? No, it shouldn't. The same thing is, you know, a lot of the things that we call cultural appropriation, when really it's cultural appreciation. Like, why would you not want to share the things from your roots? It's not only yours, right? We are one, all together connected. So share that shit. Right? Okay. So let me say this. When somebody says in a comment, witchcraft, you know, when I say I'll light a candle for you or whatever it is, right? I make a post or something, and which I rarely do. I'm always in just my groups, but that's a public post. And somebody comes in and says, oh, I'll pray for you because God is the one and only way, right? As an example. And that's great. I am not going to bash that person. I'm not going to say anything negative to that person. What I normally do in that situation is send a response or a reply to the comment that says, thank you for the prayers. Whether you realize it or not, your God is my God. And I leave it at that. And then sometimes I hide the comment if it's on social media, a public thing, right? Because I don't want to start the debate. That's not what it's about. If you are here to spread the love, if you are living a magical life daily, you are living your life from a place of heart-centered action and response, right? Like, okay, let's get into back to what I was talking about in the beginning. Sorry about that side rant. Talking about in the beginning in what does a professional witch do, right? And I have been working as a professional witch since 2009, exclusively since 2017, right? That's all that I do. I don't have a 9-to-5 anymore. This is what I do. And what is it then that I do? My main things that I work with and that I like to inform people and grow their knowledge about are these things: intuition, divination, manifestation, and how to marry your magical into your mundane life. Those are my four pillars of what I like to share with people and talk about, because I could talk for days about any of those things. And each one of those things individually will be life-changing. But if you tie them all together, you are without a doubt living that magical life daily with ease and flow. Like, it's not even something you have to put effort into anymore. It's something that becomes how you live. And that's what I want to share with people. And that's what I wanted to explain and talk about. And I did discuss with this person in this conversation. So how does it all tie in together? Well, yeah, I do witchcraft rituals and ceremonial, rites and things like that, but I do them using an intuitive basis. I do them with the intention of manifesting something. What is manifestation? Manifesting something is simply using energies or your abilities to create change, to bring about something new into your reality. So when we're casting spells for something to manifest, but you don't have to be a quote unquote witch, right? Or do the witchful ways to be able to manifest. You can take that pillar of manifestation and you can use a simple 6-step system that I've been using since 1985 that will get you to manifest everything that you desire with ease and flow. So manifestation sits as a pillar on itself. Divination. Divination is amazing in this whole like cauldron, right? Divination is amazing because one, it allows you to receive insight and guidance, right? But it allows you to check in on things. When we're divining, we're usually looking for answers, or we're looking at, okay, what should I be tweaking or changing in what I'm doing? Or what is going to happen to the situation if I do this, right? What action do I need to take? What do I need to do to bring about my soulmate, right? That's what we look at for divination. Divination is amazing when you work it in with your manifestation and you check in with your manifestation with your divination techniques. Because manifestation isn't set it and forget it, right? It's also not writing it, you know, affirmations 365 times for 33 days in a row or whatever it is, right? There's an action part of it. Again, there's a simple 6-step system that I use, that I teach. So when we use divination, we can not only connect with our spirit guides, we can connect with our spirit team, we can connect with crossed over loved ones, we can connect with wandering spirits, we can connect with spirit companions that we may have in our spirit families, right? We can do all of those things. We can also connect with our higher selves and the universal cloud, if you will, where all information is stored of past, present, and future, because on that side, there is no past, present, and future. It's all happening at once. And that's how we get the information as psychics, as mediums, of what's happening in the future, what we can expect in the future. If I continue on the path that I am, what is it going to bring me in the future? And when you know that through divination, then you can figure out what tweaks do you need to make, what changes, where do you need to take a left instead of a right on the road of life so that you can get to where you want faster. or avoid pitfalls, right? So divination is amazing. So many different techniques of divination. I freaking love divination. Black scry mirrors, spirit dice, cards, if you use them, all amazing ways. Scrying, one of my favorite things. Okay, so then the next part of it is intuition, right? So we talked about divination, we talked about manifestation. Now let's talk about intuition. How does that work in the recipe within the cauldron so that you can live a magical life with ease and flow? When you use your intuition, you literally are working with the energies of universal flow and the information that comes from your higher self, your guides, and everything that's in that, you know, universal knowledge cloud, if you will. You have the ability to plug into that. Every single person is born intuitive. Every single person. I've never talked with one person that in their lifetime has not said, in the moment, I had a gut feeling I shouldn't have done that. Or I knew something bad happened. I just didn't know what until I got the call that, right? Some point, that's your intuition. That's your higher self. That's your spirit team, your guides, your angels, your guardian angel, whatever you want to call it, or whoever you want to call out on your spirit team, I guess. That is that guidance and intuition that allows you to make decisions based on your highest good. So when we use our intuition, and that's something that you can develop, right? Just as a musician can develop or practice so that they can master an instrument, you in your human body can practice so that you can master connecting to your intuition. Not only connecting to your intuition, right? Because we're getting those signals and we're in the frequencies all the time, but being able to understand that you're receiving messages or information and then acknowledging that, and most importantly, acting upon that intuition. So again, that's something I teach in my Discover Your Intuition course, right? So when you're connecting with your intuition, you're able to have a universal language that you can understand the signs that are coming to you so that you can interpret the messages as you and I are speaking in the English language, right? Allows us to be able to understand each other easily. If we're having a conversation and I'm speaking in English and you're speaking in French and I don't understand French and you don't understand English, we're going to have a heck of a time coordinating something. And it's the same thing with you and your guides or universal flow or one, God, spirit, all, whatever you decide to call it, right? It is the same thing. Your intuition, your intuitive information is coming to you in a language that you may not understand yet. But the thing is, the universal language is something that you create. You inherently understand the language. You just have to make sure that you set up the understanding between you and your spirit team of the language that you're going to be using. And for example, and I'm not going to go really deep into it because, again, you can get into the membership, which has the Inner Circle membership, which has all of these courses in it, and we discuss in length. If I see a rose or get my intuitive information is a rose, and to me, a rose means love, then I'm going to interpret every time that I get that rose information that it's going to be something regarding a romantic aspect, love, marriage, engagement, something like that, right? However, if somebody else interprets the rose as a funeral, then that message that they're getting when they see a rose is going to be about death, change, the ending of something, right? Beginning of a new cycle, maybe even. So the way that we set up our universal language is completely different. But each of our guides understands what the symbols mean to us. So this means we don't have to say just blankly, give me a sign. And then we have to try and interpret what comes through that speaking English and French. But if we say, I see a rose, and the rose to me means, or when I see a rose, right? The rose to me means marriage. Now, you know, and it doesn't mean anything else. Excuse me. It doesn't mean anything else, right? You don't flip flop things around. Just like you don't like say a fork means the this one day and it means a spoon the next day, right? Like you don't flip it around. A rose is a rose is a rose. And that rose or the rose, however you receive your information, is always going to mean something on a romantic level and even defining it down to saying marriage. An engagement may be something else completely, right? Or marriage may be a red rose and engagement may be a yellow rose. And I don't know the colors because that's not the way that I have my language set up. But anyways, you understand this, right? So now when I say, please give me a sign that, you know, this is going to work out if you're with a significant other, right? That this is going to work out. And all of a sudden I see that rose in whatever color, that means to me, it's a go, like you're good, right? Like you should dive into this further, hold on to what you have. That's swift. And I understand it. And I know, okay, now I've gotten the information. That comes from developing your intuition and then combining it with divination, which results in manifestation. See how it works together? So then you have these things and you have a magical practice. So now if I personally love candle magic and I love sigils, and that is my go-to 9 times out of 10, especially during colder months. I live in the Midwest. So in colder months, when I can't go outside into a fire pit, you know, and kind of do that kind of thing, candle magic or fire magic and sigils are amazing for me. And that's my go-to when it comes to how am I going to cast, as compared to creating, for example, a witch bottle, right? Or something like that. So if I now have used my intuition to be able to understand where it is that I need to be tweaking and going, right? And then I'm able to use my magical aspects to be able to, let's say I'm, example, going for a job interview and there's this job that I want. So I'm going to use my intuition. I'm going to divine, right? I'm going to use my divination and my intuition together and divine whether or not this is a good position for me to take. And I get, yes, it's a go ahead. Like this would be a great opportunity for you. So now I'm going to jump into manifestation and I'm going to do that with marrying it to my magical practices. Because you can, again, manifest all on your own. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to cast a spell. You don't have to have anything but yourself. You don't need tools. The tools help us focus and amplify our energies. That's all. Like you can be walking and be manifesting. In fact, that is one of the M's in my manifesting with magic, right? So I'm going to use my magical practice to help manifest what it is that I desire, whether that is candle magic and sigils, whether that is creating a poppet, whether that is having a, you know, sachet that I put together with different herbs and crystals, whether that's carrying certain crystals, whatever it is, I'm going to use my magic to manifest. So I have used my intuition, my divination, manifestation, and my magical practice. When I do those things together, as you can see, it comes into a space of pure ease and flow, because as you practice things, they become part of your normal life, right? You don't think about it anymore. You had to learn to tie your shoe, but now you can tie your shoe without thinking about it. The actual steps, 1, 2, 3. This is the first step, second step, third step, right? You just do it. And you've been doing it all this time. It becomes more and more effortless when you do it, when it comes to the thought process, right? Which takes it out of conscious and puts it into subconscious, which is what you want with your manifesting and your magical working, because you want to be able to work on it on a higher level self, right? In that subconscious aspect, in that non-thinking thought process. And if you guys have been in my group and stuff, you know what I mean by that. So again, by the end of this conversation, and it was, wow, this was the response I got from this gentleman was, wow. So basically, what you're doing is teaching people or sharing with people how to create a better life for themselves through mindset, clarity, direction, and a strategy backed by their effort. Absolutely. Absolutely. And who doesn't want to live their best life? And it doesn't matter the circumstance, right? I'm not talking about you don't have two nickels to rub together today and, you know, 2 years from now, you're sitting in a bank account that's got $2 million in it. That is life-changing. But we're not talking about really focusing on the material things, because what happens is the material things manifest for you along with the heart-centered things. It's the action aspect of it, right? That $2 million is not going to manifest itself. You have to do the physical work, which again is part of that simple six-step process. Okay. So I just want to put that out there because this is one of the conversations that I have, and it was kind of two-part. One is don't try and push yourself. Don't try and defend your belief system, because that's not what it's about. Your belief system is about raising yourself, your vibration, your frequency higher to be able to match what it is that you want to bring into your life. You do that again through your actions of your effort in using your intuition, divination, and manifestation processes. Love it. So that was my conversation. That's what I have for you. And of course, I would love to hear any of your thoughts on it. Make sure that you jump into the Facebook group if you want information about the Inner Circle membership or any of the information that I talked about today, because there's a whole lot of stuff in there. And with that, thank you for joining me again for another podcast episode. Be sure that you head over to witchfulways.com so that you can check out that free resources page and get your hands on all the witchy goodness that's over there. Lots of guides and mini courses that are available to you free. And you can also check out all the other witchy offerings I have going on. Have a wonderfully magical rest of your day. Until next time.